Hello everybody, this is Salil Tripathi from the Institute for Human Rights and Business, and today I'm with Michael Sandel, who has written on justice, on morality, of the markets, and of the way the world works, and seeing it from an ethical perspective here at Harvard, where we are meeting. We are going to have a short conversation about the role of corporations in the modern society in a market-based economy, and the legal and ethical imperatives that corporate executives often face in situations where the government's either unwilling or unable to act. So, Professor Sandel, my first question is precisely this. Do companies have a human rights obligation or responsibility?
In a word, yes. Corporations do have a moral responsibility to respect the human rights of their workers, and more than that, to be concerned for their welfare, for the welfare of their workers, as well as the welfare of the of their consumers and the communities they serve. I take a broad view of the moral responsibility of corporations. The corporations can do great good in our societies, and one of the ways in which they do that good is by looking after the rights and the well-being of their employees.
One of the things that we have found over the years, whether it is Nike in Vietnam, Shell in Nigeria, Union Carbide in India, is that in situations where the laws are not the same as that they are familiar with in their home state, when they are in another environment, there is usually a problem. And when that disjunct occurs, you typically have human rights abuses. And there's always a question about who is responsible and what should companies, what should it go back to? Should it look to some moral principle? Should it look to some legal principle? Should it be looking at ethics? If so, what kind of ethics?
I don't think the law itself can always provide an adequate basis for the way corporations should treat their workers. If a company is operating in a country that has lax human rights standards, for example, or environmental standards, or health and safety standards, that is no excuse for the corporation to treat its workers in such a country less well, less decently, than in some country that has other laws. Corporations have a moral responsibility to exercise their own judgment above and beyond what may be required by the laws of a particular country in which they operate.
What is that standard? What is that standard we are talking? Is it based on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? Is it on some broad principles of ethics?
I think it's not strictly a legal matter. It's a moral question. And it's a question that goes to the heart of the moral purpose and the moral responsibility of corporations, which includes contributing to the common good by producing valuable goods and services at a price people can afford. But it goes much beyond that. It goes to treating its employees as well as its consumers in a way consistent with respect, with
decency, their dignity.
Their dignity. So this, I would say, is a moral principle that responsible corporations should observe quite apart from what the laws might be in whatever country they happen to be operating in.
One of the statements that's often used by people in this regard is what Milton Friedman said, that the only rule of business is business. Of course, he meant that in a rule-based society, which is the part people normally don't speak about. But if that is one view, what seems to be occurring, if you look at the business and human rights landscape, is organizations like Amnesty, Human Rights Watch, are increasingly turning to corporations because they seem to think that the state has failed. Because the state doesn't do it, you go to the company.
Well, in many places, states have failed adequately to respect human rights. And in those cases, I think it's important to look to whatever other actors, including companies, are operating in those states or in those communities who can uphold higher standards. Milton Friedman famously argued that the only purpose of a corporation is to maximize shareholder value.
Absolutely.
I think that's too narrow a view of the purpose of the corporation. The purpose of a corporation is, and this is why it's chartered under the laws of various countries, is to contribute to the common good. Now, typically, it contributes by producing valuable goods and services, but not only in that way. Its purpose is not only to make a profit, but also to contribute to the well-being of employees, of consumers, and of the communities that are its host. And so I think Milton Friedman's definition of the purpose of a corporation
needs updating, certainly.
Much too narrow.
Yes, indeed. One final question. Historically, we looked at multinationals as those coming from the West or maybe Japan. So you looked at US, Europe, maybe Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. Increasingly, the new multinationals are from China, from India, from Brazil, from South Africa, from Russia. Clearly, we need a rule-based framework that applies to everybody. What could that be? I'm just, if you were to imagine a future, what kind of situation? Would you want a treaty to look after that? Would you want a UN document? Would you want something that is like the Universal Declaration for Corporations and Human Rights?
I think the Universal Declaration of Human Rights could be adapted and enlarged and extended to include responsibilities of corporations and to spell out those responsibilities more fully. Especially at a time, just as you say, when multinational corporations come from a great many countries, not only from the West. I think it's important to develop together norms of decent behavior, respect for workers, and the other moral responsibilities that corporations serve. This should be a matter of global discussion and deliberation, but it should aim at realizing moral principles that can be embodied in a set of norms and in a set of principles that corporations, wherever they may be from, recognize are important to uphold.
Thank you so much indeed. I know you're busy, and it's wonderful to have had this conversation.
Good to speak
to you. Thank
you
very much indeed.